This story won't go away. It's a neat trick to come up with an attempt to try and quell some of the mayhem taking place on the internet and only make it worse. Of course, we're talking about Kate Middleton, who still, I don't think, has been seen. There was that weird picture that was released a few days ago. A lot of people were like, okay, maybe, sort of, I don't know. But as you know, on Mother's Day, Sunday, the Palace put out this photo of Kate Middleton with the kids, which is tradition. That's what they always do on Mother's Day. And everybody thought, when Mother's Day comes around, we'll get a picture of Kate and the kids, and that's it. We'll be done with this "where is Kate" nonsense. It's now been going on for 2.5 months. But they put out this picture that, well, we've now come to learn is obviously fake. And now it's starting to make the late night rounds, okay? This was on The Daily Show last night.
You know how I know that's fake? There's three kids smiling at the same time. As a parent, I know that's impossible. Also, it should be noted, I didn't even know or care about Kate Middleton's leave of absence, but then you release a photo so edited they have to issue a kill order? Well, now I'm all in, all right?
Yeah,
that's have a good explanation for this.
That's the thing. You've made this worse. I mean, this problem actually was, I mean, it was confined to the internet. It was weird. It was bizarre. But this photo that they put out is so bad. Now, I'll full disclosure. I'm not a photo editor. I'm not, you know, I'm not somebody who knows how any of this technology works. I've never done it ever in my life. But I know a lot of people do. I mean, take a look at your smartphone. You've got it right there. It's on your phone, filters and cropping. You can do it there, but there are more sophisticated ways of doing it as well. So let's speak with Greg Honeyball, who owns a photo retouching service out of Toronto. International clients, been at this a really, really long time. Greg, thanks so much for joining. Or Glenn, sorry. I don't know why I've got Greg in my mind here.
Glenn, hi there.
Sorry, Glenn, appreciate it. Thanks so much for being here.
You're welcome. I appreciate it.
Okay. Let me be honest. I'm not a royal watcher. Up until Sunday, I wasn't wrapped up in this story all that much. I knew about it because it's all over social media. But when I saw the picture on Sunday, I thought, oh, nice. There it is. That's that picture everybody said we'd get on Mother's Day. We can all move on. To me, looked okay in passing. I think that was the palace's hope, right? If you take a quick glance, nobody will be tricked.
Exactly. I think for the most part, most people won't realize things have been retouched. But of course, anything released on the internet, there are going to be a lot of eyes on it, and of course they're going to start picking things apart. And I think they were looking for a problem as they hadn't heard from her. So I guess that's when a few things cropped up on the image.
And it didn't take long, right? I mean, that's the issue, Glenn. You take a look at it, and it was pretty poorly done. It was not a good job, was it?
No, I would say this is a very amateurish job. You know, somebody that knows how to do a few things on Photoshop, but doesn't really take it to that extra mile where they're going to finish it off and make it look realistic. Because anytime you want to retouch a photo, it should look unretouched. I mean, you want people to look at it and say, well, I have no idea what was done. It's almost a thankless job retouching. But right. In this case, there are so many obvious mistakes, amateurish mistakes that, you know, I'd almost believe it if she said that she had retouched it or King Charles had retouched it. I'd believe it because, if she claims that she isn't proficient at it, it does show.
Yeah.
And I know whenever I retouch an image, it would go through an art director or several people before it's gone, it goes out in public. And I'm sure they have the same scrutiny, obviously. They're very careful about what they say and do with the royals. You would think that they would have gone over this much more carefully before they released it.
So, I mean, in terms of what was done with that picture and in level of expertise, is it somebody who's, like you say, just a complete and utter amateur, maybe goofing around on a smartphone or, you know, figuring out how to work this software, but really with no experience?
I would say it's very, you know, from my opinion, it's very limited experience. It's somebody that knows a few of the basic tools, maybe looked on the internet, learned a little bit on how to use a clone tool or cutting and pasting things. Because, I mean, there are just so many obvious things that they didn't finish off, you know. There's a hand where she's holding the boy sweater on the left. It's out of focus. It should be in focus with, you know, in line with whatever else is there. The detail is lost from the sweater, so there's obviously some brushing there.
Yeah.
My opinion on that particular area is maybe her hand hadn't been there originally, and she thought it would be nice to put a hand there, look like I'm hugging my kids. Same for the other side, because if you look on the other side with the young girl, the buttons aren't actually, I noticed it this morning, the buttons aren't spaced the same way. There's shadow missing. There's part of a sleeve. If you look by your hand, there's just a little chunk of
sleeve
that's there from the sweater, but it isn't finished off. And the skirt and the zipper and the hair, there are repeats in the hair, the young girl's hair. So somebody's obviously cloned that. It just looks like nobody else looked at this image after it was done, to be honest.
Which is kind of mind-blowing, isn't it? I mean, like you said earlier, I mean, this is the palace. They monitor every single word that comes out of there.
Well, anything that's ever said, I mean, I don't follow them either. Anytime something is said or done, it's very careful. They're very careful about how they put things out there. And I'm sort of surprised. It's almost as if maybe one of the kids just posted this. You know, they did it themselves and posted it. But to be fair, I mean, you know, with most people have a photo they love. Maybe there's something in there, you know, they have a zit that day or a bad hair day.
Yeah.
So the hand isn't in the right position, so they want to make a change. You know, fair enough. But
Glenn, it's a summertime picture. It's not even green in the UK yet, for goodness sake. I mean, this is basic stuff.
They're on holiday. But I don't believe there was anything, you know, they weren't, you know, malicious or anything sinister about the photo. I think she just probably wanted to take out a few things or do a few things where somebody, you know, wanted to improve a few things. I see it looks like a warp tool was used to maybe bring down a shoulder because the window in the back is affected as well. There are probably a dozen things in here that I could point out that, you know, it just isn't finished. I mean, I get where she's going with it, but it just isn't finished, unfortunately. But as I say, I think the biggest surprise is just nobody took a second look at this and said, I mean, because Joe Public certainly did, and you hear about it.
Are you all in on the conspiracies now, Glenn? Where do you stand with where's Kate? Do you know?
You know what? I'll give them the benefit of doubt. I don't think there's much to hide here. I mean, it's not like she's sitting on the moon or something. It's just a family portrait. I have a feeling that, you know, she either directed something or she did it herself and said, you know, I'm not happy with the hand position. My zipper looks funny. You know, can you fix my hand or add a hand on the one side so I'm hugging, you know, my young boy on the one side? Just little things like that. So, as I say, I don't think anything terribly malicious has happened or it's sinister is going on here. I just think she wanted to maybe improve upon the photo. And unfortunately, it just doesn't done well enough to get unnoticed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, not even close.
Because it just, I mean, you'd never get another. If I sent an image like this out to an ad agency or something, I'd never get another job.
That's it. Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Just too many. I mean, fair enough. One small mistake. Everybody makes a mistake. But to have a dozen or more, I don't have the high-res file of this, but, you know, if I had it, I could probably find more little things in there. But, it's poorly done, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's an absolute mess. Glenn, thank you so much for joining us and giving us a little bit of your insight. I appreciate your time.